Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording here at 117 South Pineapple, Bookstore 1, and we are talking about romantic stories and love stories in honor of National Bookstore Romance Day, which is August 19th, which is a week from today, depending on when you listen to this. Just look at your calendar, August 19th.
Good idea. Day of love.
Yeah, we're going to talk about love stories. So I'll start.
Sure.
I'll mention one that I just read that's coming out October 3rd, so pretty soon. It's called Brutality's a Love Story, and it's by Margot Steins, and it's a memoir. She was a dominatrix in her late teens and early 20s in New York City, and she has quite an addictive personality, and it led her into some dark relationships. And it's just a beautiful transcendence that she made to becoming, and this really isn't a spoiler. You start out knowing she's pregnant in Arizona during the pandemic. And it's a beautiful story of how much she loves her husband and obviously unborn child, and how far she evolved from where she started. And I was just really impressed with her writing. It's her first book, and I think, if she tries to write fiction, I'm sure she's going to be great because it was very compelling. So it's called Brutality's a Love Story by Margot Steins.
Okay. So the first one I'm going to talk about, I got lucky because I just read two novels in a row that were kind of love stories, so, and new novels. So the first one I'm going to talk about is Tom Lake, which is Ann Patchett's new book. And Ann Patchett is the iconic novelist that everybody loves, and she writes memoirs and essays. And her new novel is a story that really does have to do with all kinds of love. So she is recounting to, the novel takes place during the pandemic, and her three daughters who are in their 20s have come home to their cherry farm in Michigan, and they're harvesting the cherries, and they watch a movie, and their mom actually had a young affair with the actor who's in the movie. His name is Peter Duke. And the mother, Lara, goes on to recount to the daughters the story of that love affair, which happened when she was in a summer stock theater in Michigan. So there's that love story, which is pretty powerful and interesting. And then there's also, during that time period, she met her husband. So there's the family story and how that evolves. Peter Duke, who's the actor, is a complicated person. So that, I don't want to give you any spoilers anyway. Sure. So there's kind of like three different love stories going on, and there's the young love, and that is really described well. And then there's the married love, and she and her husband are very close. And so there's that type of love. And then there's also the love for your daughters. Oh. So, I mean, the story is really all about love.
Wow.
So that is Tom Lake by Ann Patchett. And it's well written, and Ann Patchett's, she owns a bookstore in Nashville. So she's another author that I try to support because she owns an indie bookstore, too.
Right, and I almost chose Bel Canto to talk about because I remember a lot of romantic
parts. Oh, there
parts
is, especially the singer with the translator.
Yeah, so she knows the romance.
Yeah, so it's interesting because Ann Patchett doesn't have any kids, and she's been very vocal about that, but it has a lot to do with the love of the daughters, too.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, very good. All right, let's see. I'll go another memoir. It's called I'm Your Huckleberry by Val Kilmer, and it was published in 2020. It's in paperback. And it's a memoir, but it's a retrospective love story because what he does, I mean, my image of him was probably an actor. He has throat cancer. You know, I didn't know what to expect when I read this book. It really is a recount of all of the people he's ever dated and how much he loved each one of these women. And it's not womanizing at all. He's in awe of these women, all the women he's been with, and so grateful. So it's a really beautiful book. And I really appreciated his humility. He talks about Cher. That's one of his people that he dated, and they dated from 1982 to 1984. And he was half her age, and she's sort of known for dating younger men, but that's not really the point. The point is he talks so glowingly about each woman. And this is what he said about Cher. He said, Cher was a teacher. She taught me that unabashed ambition was not to be judged. it was to be followed. She followed her instincts for show business survival with such skill, only a fool would have failed to know her techniques. And he just went on to say, like, what a class act she was. Like, and I just loved it. It made me feel so positive for him that, you know, he's lived this long life and now he's not that right. well anymore, but yet he really appreciates every single person he connected with, men and women, yeah. but especially the women. He praises each person, like I said, that he dated or was married to. So it's a really beautiful book.
Interesting.
Highly
yeah.
recommend it.
Okay, so the next one I'm going to talk about is called The Rachel Incident, and it's by Carol O'Donohue. And this is also, it's interesting thinking about it now. Both this and Tom Lake are somebody who is looking back on a young love. So this story takes place in Cork, Ireland, and the young story is a young woman who is working in a bookstore and trying to find her way in the world. And she has a colleague who is a gay guy, and it involves her colleague, and an older gentleman who's a college professor who goes on to have an affair with the colleague.
Wow.
But it also has her future husband, who's also involved in the story, and when they were young. And just like in Tom Lake, it's kind of like their love when they were young, and then they end up coming together. So it's... It was a great coming of age story, but it also, you know, it has all kinds of different love in it, because it has young love, it has gay love, it has, in the book, she's just had a baby, and you know that in the beginning, so she's pregnant when she's retelling this story, so it has kind of the family love also mixed into it. So I love this book. I mean, it just like, I love the character of Rachel. I could really identify with her. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I read these coming of age stories, I'm like, ugh, you know, this is like not like me, but her thought process really seemed real to me.
Okay.
And so that's The Rachel Incident by Carolyn O'Donohue.
And you probably mentioned it, but that just came out, right?
Yeah, both Tom Lake and Rachel Incident both came out in the past few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right, I'll talk about a classic now called Stoner by John Williams. It was published in 1965 originally.
And I love this book, too.
Yeah, it's a staff pick. I just find his writing, it resonates. It's almost like poetry. And I think he's the forefather of Ray Bradbury's style, who I love. If you've read any of his books, he's got this poetic writing voice. And when he talks about love, you just sort of like, oh, you're just enamored with it. And it's about a farm boy and first-generation college student who falls into a professorship, and he decides not to participate in World War I, and he feels some regret about that. But he's very socially awkward, too. And so when he meets this woman that he falls in love with, there's this beautiful part where she's also just as socially awkward. And it's just this beautiful, powerful moment where they finally connect. And I'll just read this one part. It says, years later, it was to occur to him that in that hour and a half on that December evening of their first extended time together, she told him more about herself than she ever told him again. And when it was over, he felt they were strangers in a way that he had not thought they would be and had not thought they would be. I'm sorry, I repeated that. And he knew that he was in love. And it made me really think that sometimes, or maybe a lot of times, when you fall in love with someone, you fall in love with them partly because you have things in common, but you almost fall in love with them too because there is always a mystery to them no matter what,
right.
because they're a different human being, obviously. And that alien nature of people that people fall for, I think, is really intriguing, and that's what kind of happens with these two. I mean, they have the social awkwardness in common, but yet they have this powerful connection, yet they're very different at the same time. And I won't give any spoilers about the rest of the novel, but it's the romantic writing is so rich.
Yeah, it's a great book.
And I loved it.
All right. The last one I'm going to talk about is called Young Mungo, and it's by Douglas Stewart. And Douglas Stewart is a Scottish author. He won the Booker Prize a few years ago for his first book, Shuggie Bain. And he writes about people who are extremely poor in Glasgow. And in this novel, he writes about two young gay men. And it really is a Romeo and Juliet story. There, one is Catholic and one is Protestant. Mm-hmm. There's the problems, there's the troubles going on in Scotland. And it's a tough read, but the love between these two young men is so real. And it's just, there's Mungo is one of the guys and the other is James. And then it has their families and their friends. And I don't know, there's just, there's some beautiful scenes of the two young men where James is raising homing pigeons and they're up on the roof with the pigeons. And you can just feel the love between them. Mm. And I would really, his books are tough though. So they're not like Ann Patchett, which is a very readable, sweet novel. But this is a tough read, but it's beautiful. He's just like, he really understands it's beautiful and moving, and I would highly recommend it. So, and it is a love story. So that is Young Mungo by Douglas Stewart.
Okay, that has something in common with Stoner because it's not a happy book.
No, Stoner is a really sad book.
But you're right. One is worth going through it for.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Andrea. So,
thanks, Roxanne.
Book romance. Romance book day.
Yeah.
Next Saturday, August 19th. Thanks.